Jesus, our trustworthy friend. My scripture text is in John's Gospel, chapter 6, and it's verses 25 through 34, where Jesus talking about how he is the bread of life. Hear God's word, New Living Translation. The next morning, back across the lake, crowds began gathering on the shore, waiting to see Jesus. For they knew that he and his disciples had come over together, and that the disciples had gone off in their boat, leaving him behind. Several boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the Lord had blessed the bread and the people had eaten. When the crowd saw that Jesus wasn't there, nor his disciples, they got into the boat and went across to Capernaum to look for him. When they arrived and found him, they asked, "Teacher, how did you get here?" Jesus replied, "The truth is, you want to be with me because I fed you, not because you saw the miraculous sign. But you shouldn't be so concerned about perishable things like food. Spend your energy seeking eternal life that I, the Son of Man, can give you. For God the Father has sent me for that very purpose." Then they replied, "What does God want us to do?" And Jesus told them, "This is what God wants you to do. Believe in the one he has sent." And they replied, "You must show us a miraculous sign if you want us to believe in you. What will you do for us? After all, our ancestors ate manna while they journeyed through the wilderness. As the scriptures say, Moses gave them bread from heaven to eat." And Jesus replied, "I assure you, Moses didn't give them that bread from heaven. My Father did. And now he offers you the true bread from heaven. The true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." And they said, "Sir, give us that bread every day of our lives." And then Jesus replied, "I am the bread of life, and no one comes to me will ever be hungry again." May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing and the understanding of this holy and precious word.